Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and where am I going? I'm a brass band, but at the Pompeii Club, I run the hustle. The rich man's frug, or of course, the rhythm of life. They say, sweet charity, it's my personal property, and I say, hey, big spender, there's got to be something better than this. Joining us today are the usual friends who can see me now, including Kevin, it's a nice face, Jager.
Oh, under the beard it is, I promise.
Kimberly, our I love to cry at weddings game master, an unofficial babysitter for the hour. And with us today are some of the stars of Netflix's new show, Sweet Magnolias, based on the novels by Sheryl Woods. Some of you know them from Broadway shows like Taboo, The Pirate Queen, King Lear, Lend Me a Tenor, Mean Girls, and Diana, or on TV and film like Drop the Diva, The Tempest, Star Falls, Nash Bridges, and Gossip Girls. Again, these are highlights. This does not even close to encompass everything that they have done. But let's give a big broad-waisted welcome to friends of the show.
Of the show.
The cast of Sweet Magnolia. Caroline Lagerfeld, Dion Johnstone, Chris Medlin, and Brooke Elliott.
Y'all ready for this?
Kevin, you threw me for a loop. I was going to do that over your song, and you stopped, and I got nervous.
Oh, I was afraid with the double audio to keep going, but like I would have.
It would have muted you. I don't care. Well, thank you all so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. These are crazy circumstances, but people got to binge, so we're super happy to talk about Sweet Magnolias. But before we start with anything, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
Kimberly, what are you drinking?
I have a gin and tonic.
Lovely.
Our favorite Bar Hill gin.
Wonderful, yes. Wonderful.
And I was out of limes, so just... lightly on top is a key lime LaCroix.
Ooh.
And soda. Not my best.
Kevin?
I am drinking $7 Prosecco because I'm classy.
Always. I have some Milagro tequila with, this is not all tequila. There is a little bit of seltzer in here as well, lime seltzer. It was on the rocks and those have melted, but that is Milagro tequila.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else in here drinking anything that you want to share with us?
I've got a strawberry vodka with a squeeze of lime.
Ooh. Thank you, Dion.
And I'm keeping it simple with some Jack Honey.
Oh, beautiful, Chris. Nice. Thank you. Ooh, Jack Honey's nice.
Wow. I have Crystal Geyser water.
You got to stay hydrated. Well, thank you all so much for joining us. Let's just start.
Caroline, do you have a drink?
Me? I am actually going on a hike in Will Rogers after this to see the sunset from the top of the hill up there.
Ooh.
So, I know, but I'm a big dry martini person. And I have my dry martini glass chilling in the freezer.
Are you very specific about what brand of vodka you have in your martini?
Gin, sorry.
Specific answer.
I am. My favorite gin is Hendrix, but right now I'm saving a little bit of money, so I'm drinking Gordon's and nothing
beautiful.
Else.
Well, cheers. Again, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. Let's just kind of, if you don't mind, let's go around. I would love to hear from each of you about your role in the Netflix Sweet Magnolias. Just a little bit about, you can each kind of add to that patchwork of a little bit about what the show is about to let our listeners know what we're working with here. Caroline, let's start with you.
I think you should start with Brooke because she's she's one of the three stars of the show and it all revolves around those. She's one of the three ladies that the show revolves around. So start with her.
Sure. She's my middle square, so this is perfect.
Mine too.
Oh, yeah?
I'm your Alice.
Yes, you're my Alice. You're my Paul Lind on Hollywood Squares. We're in.
Yeah, so the show is called Sweet Magnolias. I play the role of Dana Sue Sullivan, and it follows the lives of these three women, and, you know, their husbands and their work and their kids and everything that they're going through. And so Dana Sue she's a chef in the town of Serenity, and she owns her own restaurant, and she works with Dion's character. So she's got a very complicated history with her husband, which is all kind of part of the fun. So when you watch it, you'll see that, and a teenage daughter. And it's a beautiful, beautiful show. It's fun. It's some place where people can really escape certainly what's going on in the world right now. Sure. And kind of get lost in other people's lives. And I think that that's always fun to do. Yeah. So, yeah.
Cool. Oh, I love that.
Dion?
Well, I play Eric Whitley. And I initially start off as a pastry chef in Sullivan's, which is the restaurant Dana Sue owns. And I've got designs to become sous chef. So I'm angling for that position. And Eric is he's a very private guy. But he's a very loyal friend, and he's willing to go to bat to protect the people that he loves. But he has a hidden past that kind of makes you wonder what's going on behind the scenes of his life.
Oh, I love a man who is a good friend but has a hidden past. Like,
this is a show I want to watch.
Yeah. Oh my God, Chris works in the kitchen too. Why did I forget that? Isaac.
You're fine. With that, I play Isaac Downey. I'm a new character in the series of the books, if you will. I don't exist in the books. So I'm new for the TV series. And I'm also, with that, a new face in the town of Serenity as well. So I am a dishwasher, busboy at Sullivan's restaurant, where they both work as well. And then quickly get into some interesting things from there. Yeah, he's charming and he's friendly, but he's got a special reason for being in Serenity.
Yes, secrets and pasts. I love this.
Wonderful. And Caroline?
I play Paula Vreeland. I play Joanne Garcia's Swisher's mother. And I'm sort of a bit like, I suppose I am. I'm an aging hippie, loving mom who adores all the girls, always has her daughters back. She's a painter. And I have a granddaughter, Joanne Garcia's little daughter in the show. I have a granddaughter in it as well, a darling little girl. And I sort of try and hold my daughter together. We don't really know anything about my ex-husband and Joanne's father. We are working on that. Yes, I have some ideas, and so does Joanna. And she's an inveterate flirt, and I'm trying to get my daughter hooked up with a very handsome man, but I'm not amiss to occasionally flirting with him myself.
So if I could ask, I'm going to go around same order. Give me one word of why this is a perfect quarantine binge. Or a sentence. I don't care how long it is.
Sweet, heartfelt positivity. That's three words, but you know what I mean.
Love it. Yeah. Yeah. Triumvirate of words.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice. It's an uplifting show that's really largely about overcoming hardships in one's life.
Mm-hmm. I'd say community, which is something that we're lacking while we're all in our own versions of lockdown right now. Sure. We're missing that networking factor.
Oh, is it me?
All you.
Yeah, I would say funny, truthful, heartfelt without being sentimental. Four words, sorry.
Oh, that's nice. I like that last sentiment there for sure.
Yeah.
I already know that we're going to binge it. And every word that you say, I can picture Kimberly sitting there and devouring.
Yeah.
Well, I watched the trailer and I was like, I want to watch all of this immediately. Like, oh, a southern mansion town with fun colors and best friends. Yes. Everything I want and more.
Where did you guys do the filming?
In Atlanta.
Ooh. Nice.
Oh, nice.
How long were you all down there?
Like 4 months? Is that July to October, mid-October?
Ooh, so you enjoyed like an Atlanta summer.
Oh my gosh.
Weltering.
Enjoyed the drop over there.
We enjoyed it.
I'm from Florida, so like I'm from like probably a couple hours for like south of Georgia, but like we get how it gets in there. So like when people are like, oh, I was there from July to August, they're like, ooh, okay.
Yeah, up in the Northeast, we're all just like, oh, tell us more about the warm weather. Like, no.
Oh. No. They don't call it Hotlanta for nothing.
Yeah. Was it summer? Atlanta in July and August, that's like a place where you literally run from your car where they have air conditioning to the place you're going that also has air conditioning.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was like. I remember talking on several occasions with Brooke and a few other people about, let's do something on the weekend. Let's get together and go to the aquarium but it would be so hot that you'd be like, I can't do anything. I can't think about anything, but like sitting in my air-conditioned hotel,
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You're wet all the time, whether you're in the shower or just sweating. Like, you're just wet. Like, day, you know?
Yeah, I worked for a bit in Atlanta, and I went, we were like, it's so hot, let's do something. So we went to the Coca-Cola Museum. But like chugging Coca-Cola when you're hot is like not the best plan.
I forget, I didn't see if it was Kevin or Kimberly. Did you guys film, like, does it take place in the summer? Was there a lot of fake snow around? Like, kind of what was the feel?
Oh, yeah. Did you get to wear summer clothes? Was more my question. I was like, you didn't have to put a coat on, right?
It was summer clothing. Actually, I would prefer winter. I always try to keep it cold. I miss New York for those reasons.
Sure.
So it was summer clothing. I'm like, man, where's a good sweater and boots? Like, I love that. Yeah, no, it was hot. And it is summer when we're shooting, or it's like early fall or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, we were all very glowy faced. Yeah, there was, you know, the makeup team had their job cut out running around with their powder puffs. But, you know, it's the way it was out there. It was the first time I ever spent that long in, you know, the hot South. And it was pretty devastating. I found it tough.
Well, you don't always spend your time outside filming. Sometimes you spend it in theaters. You all have a theater background, a strong theater background at that. We have seen some of the productions that you have been in. And so I thought we'd do a little thing where we would read your bios from past productions and see if you're the same person. So Kimberly, I'll start since I have a couple of them here. Kimberly, why don't you go first with The Pirate Queen?
Did you say you'll start and then you handed it to me?
I did, but I realized that I have three of them. I have three of them and you have one, so better switch the voices up.
Have more. I'm in my parents' house, so I have the binder.
Fair.
Oh, wow.
This is one of four. They're labeled. This is number two.
Does it say Playbill on the line as well? Did I see that?
It does, yeah.
I've got one of those.
Inside it says, you can purchase this binder at playbill.com. Forget. Yes, The Pirate Queen. I saw it on Wednesday, April 11th, 2007. My mom writes the name of everyone that saw the show with us. And fun fact, my friend Michelle, who I saw this with, had a baby this morning.
Oh
my God.
Congratulations.
For me.
Congrats to Michelle.
Margo. Okay. Brooke Elliott. Ensemble Magella?
It's Magella.
Magella.
Magella, yeah. But they called me Gels in the show.
Oh,
else, yeah.
Was recently seen in the first national tour of Wicked. Other credits include Taboo on Broadway, Beauty and the Beast national tour, TV, Law and Order, Trial by Jury, ABC's The View. Love to my family.
Yeah.
You've done some stuff in these last 13 years.
Wow. That's something else. I love it. Pirate Queen.
I did. I loved it.
It's great, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good.
It died so fast.
I know. It was so
So I recently saw the production of King Lear on Broadway.
King Lear.
So, Mr. Johnston, I'm going to read your bio as the Duke of Albany. This was your Broadway debut.
Yes.
Very exciting. What a cast to do a debut with, and what a show to do a debut with. And a production. Coriolanus, Red Bull Theater, Red Velvet, Hercules, Julius Caesar, A Midsummer Night's Dream, The Royal Father Comes Home, parts 1, 2, and 3. Oh, you got the trilogy in there. Ooh. Raisin in the Sun, Othello, The Tempest, Titus Andronicus, Macbeth, To Kill a Mockingbird. Seems like you have a Shakespeare theme in your bio.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Film and television, Star Falls, Ties That Bind, Frankie Drake Mysteries, Stargate SG-1, Training, BFA, University of Alberta. You went, I like that. You went the straightforward route. This is what I've done. Sit back and enjoy what I'm doing here in this production. That is solid. We have, I have two more here. Don't think that a certain person was going to be left out. Here I, of course, have Chris's, who we saw in Mean Girls.
Oh, okay.
Swing and Fight Captain, pulling double duty there.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you. Again, a Broadway debut with 2 exclamation points. You were a little more excited than our previous bio. Regional, The Prom, love The Prom. Memphis, Joseph, dot, dot, dot. Joseph Ellipses, got to save those words. The Miracle, at the Miracle Theater, TV Vampire Diaries, Bunheads, you love a good Bunhead episode, and dance alongside Missy Elliott, Pharrell, and Daft Punk. Chris is ecstatic to be back with this fantastic cast and team, exclamation point, super excited. Thanks to Tico and Telsey, love to his grandmother and family, and Mr. Medlin. That was a fun one. You're really very excited about that.
You got to put some enjoyment, some tone in there.
For sure, for sure. And especially, then...
Especially when your playbill is bright pink.
Like, yeah,
go for it.
So
the posters look a little strange on my wall because it's not the theme of my life at all. So there's just hot.
Now I don't have the following playbill, but I was able to find it online, and I hope I found the right one. This is from opening night of the Jockey Club Stakes.
Jesus Christ on crutches.
I hope I found it because this is noted as Carolyn with an L-Y-N Lagerfeld.
Yeah, I did. I don't know why I changed the spelling. I just come to America. I was trying to like fit in and they pronounced my name wrong. So I changed the spelling on it.
Love it. Well, this is Lady Ursula Itchen.
Oh, Jesus.
A graduate of the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, was last on Broadway in The Philanthropist and doubled as standby for Jane Asher. Previously, she had served with, get ready, Carol Channing and Sid Caesar in Four in a Garden. Last season, she appeared opposite Arlene Francis in the summer theater tour of Who Killed Santa Claus? Do we know the answer to that? We'll never know. An earlier season on the circus, summer circuit, found her playing the role of Nia in The Right Honorable Gentleman with Beatrice Straight and Edward Mulhare. Ms. Lagerfeld studied acting with Uta Hagen, voice with Ann Sternberg, and was a student with Paul J. Curtis of New York's American Mime Theater. She has appeared on the daytime television serials Love of Life, Secret Storm, and Another World. That is a spectacular bio. You don't get better than that.
Oh, my God. That is so back in the day. I'm lucky I was still alive, honey. I did the one after that you all might have heard of, because those are pretty much in the past, in Four in a Garden that I did my Broadway debut on, was Tommy Lee Jones was in that.
Oh.
Yep, and he played like a suave, swashbuckling young man. I remember he wore a brown velvet suit, and I just did a movie with him, which was not very successful, but and I reminded him of that, and he almost fainted, but he was just, you know, a straight up kind of young, you know, like you, Chris, young, good looking leading man, you know, none of this interesting aspect of him that we've all come to know and fear.
That's great. Well, we dug a little bit into your Broadway past, but I think there's another place we should go. Tuesdays in the corner with Kevin.
Kevin's corner.
That does not work on Zoom.
It does not work.
Well, welcome to Kevin's Corner, where I do a lot of very smart, intelligent research and then ask you guys a series of questions to show how smart I am. So today we're just going to be doing this or that, and I'm going to be giving you two different things, and you're going to be picking which one you would choose. Sounds simple, but I'm really smart, so it might be hard. We'll go the same order. So we'll go Brooke, Dion, Chris, and then Caroline. We'll start. The first thing is cookies or cake?
Am I speaking?
Yeah.
You want me to? Oh, cookies, for sure.
Chris?
Cookies. I don't like frosting, so no cake for me.
Me either.
Well, Dion?
I'm going to go with cake.
Do you have a favorite kind of cake?
It's got to be gluten-free.
Okay.
And if it's a rum cake, I'm
That is very on brand here. Caroline, cookies or cake?
Cake. Oh. Swedish cake.
Swedish cakes are very moist, right?
Yes, sir, they are.
Yes.
You just shattered so many eardrums, Kevin.
Kevin, you muted yourself.
All right, am I back?
Yes.
Okay. So the next one is tacos or burritos?
Tacos.
Caroline, tacos for Brooke. Chris?
Burritos.
Dion?
Tacos.
And tacos. Caroline? Tacos. Taco loving group. Now, are they hard or soft tacos?
Whoa, that's the question.
Soft. Oops, sorry, wrong order.
No, it doesn't matter. You're passionate.
Yes, I am. Soft tacos.
And Dion?
Hard tacos. I like when they break.
I agree. That break is like, it's like way too much fun. Next one is eggs or bacon?
Eggs.
No.
Bacon. Chris?
Bacon.
Yeah. Dion?
I'm vegan, but when I wasn't, it was bacon straight up. Okay. I can still smell it.
Yes. Caroline?
Eggs. I have two chickens.
How do you cook your eggs?
Me? I make great omelets. I poach them. I'm a great egg cooker.
Yes. Brooke?
Scrambled.
See, I always mean to do something other than scramble, but then like disaster strikes, and I'm like, oh, it's scrambled now.
Right. This was an excellent category.
Oh.
No, get out.
No, if I leave, we all get signed off.
Peanut butter or jelly? Brooke?
Peanut butter.
Chris?
Peanut butter, and it is absolutely a problem.
Yeah, it's really bad, especially in quarantine. Because, like, I'm here with a can of peanut butter and a spoon. Like, what am
and
I supposed to do?
It will not survive the night. It will not survive the night.
Yeah.
Dion?
Yeah, it's peanut butter, and that's my late night sleepwalking obsession.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peanut butter for sure.
Yeah. I tell myself it's healthy if I slather the peanut butter on a banana, because I'm like, it's fruit. It's just preparation for banana.
Right.
Or if you just spoon it out of the container, you're just like, this doesn't count. It's not on anything.
Yeah, it's not on anything.
Right.
Next one is apples or oranges?
Apple.
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 Yeah.
Oranges.
Oh, yeah. Like, they're different from the group. Let's see. Dreams or nightmares?
Dreams.
I'm actually going to say nightmares.
They're more nightmares. Nightmares.
Dreams. Huh. Dreams.
That was interesting how that split down the middle. I did not expect that. That was quite interesting. Sugar, butter, or flour. You get three options.
Ooh. Butter.
Yeah, so good for everything.
I gotta say butter. I'm from East Tennessee. Gotta say butter.
Yeah. They make like butter biscuits there, and then you put butter on the butter biscuits.
Yes, and butter on that, yeah.
And then butter on the side for the table.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar.
Good call.
Sugar.
Caroline?
Butter.
I think I once watched like some like Food Network like chef or something who was making this like really decadent sandwich, and she took a Krispy Kreme donut and then used like a filler for like pastries and just shot butter inside of it.
Oh my god.
Wow. I don't know if that's okay. Yeah, you put like a bacon, and eggs in between it. So like the two tops were Krispy Kreme donuts with butter and like put in them.
In concept, that sounds great, but the visual of this pastry filler and this donut is a little disturbing.
It was a lot. And then the last question is pizza or burgers?
Pizza.
Pizza.
Burgers.
Burgers. Burgers.
Yeah. Down, right down the middle. And that has been the Sweet Magnolias, this or that.
Nice.
Love it.
Man. Kevin, you really struck a chord. There were a lot more splits than I thought there would be. That was exciting.
I thought the dreams or nightmares was just going to be a gag and everyone would say dreams, but like the men on here just jumped on the nightmares.
Nightmares.
Is it because you like learn more or like have more of an exciting story in the morning when you have a nightmare?
I have no choice. I largely have nightmares. I've had my wife like wake me up in the middle of the night going, you're having another nightmare. So it's just something I've learned to live with.
Sure.
I just think they're a little more interesting. You need a little darkness in there every once in a while.
Why not?
Plenty of darkness out here.
Plus, if it's a really intense nightmare, like it can be cardio because like you're sweating it out. Like,
right? Get your steps in.
You wake up in a cold
sweat. So much my dreams.
You wake up in a cold sweat, but you look fabulous.
Glistening, dewy. Yeah.
just like filming in Atlanta.
Let's play a game.
Ooh, let's do it. I'm gonna go get more champagne.
All right.
Okay. Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
We have a view of a fire now.
I don't think I had noticed the fireplace until now.
You are a fire TV.
I'm
the television.
It's my TV. I just like to keep it classy.
Oh.
Also, yeah, Netflix.
He's got a massive, like, 7-foot wide fire behind him.
Whenever you take a break from watching Sweet Magnolias in order to cook dinner or something, you can put this birchwood fireplace that's on Netflix on your screen while you cook.
Wow. Oh. I've seen that at Christmas. It's like the Yule log.
I use this all the time in like the winter time when we're in New York City because I live in a studio, so like I don't have a fireplace, but like now I do.
All other.
Beautiful.
Also, disclaimer, when you're cooking dinner, cook it on the stove, not on the TV fire.
All right, back to the game. So since we have four of you here today, we can play a big game. So I made a quarantine-themed match game.
Yay!
If you've ever watched Match Game on TV, it is very similar. Basically, there are four rounds. Brian and Kevin will be our contestants, if you will. And then the four of you are our celebrity panel. Every round, you'll be asked to fill in the blank with something. And the more matches you get to what they have filled the blank in with, the more points everyone gets. The first and second round are both sentences. So the last word of the sentence will be the blank. The second round is like, or the third round is like Family Feud, where there are three possible correct answers with different point values. The last round, whoever has the most points will go into the finals, pick themselves a partner, and they each have to pick the same word.
Cool.
I'll explain later. No pressure, we're drinking. Brian, choose question A or question B.
B for Brian.
Without knowing what it is. Great. After working from home for 9 weeks, one thing Paul misses most about the office is blank. And so the four of you will think of something that fills in that blank. I'll give you a few minutes. And then Brian will tell us what he thinks the answer is, and we'll go through and see if anyone matched his word. After working from home for 9 weeks, the one thing Paul misses most about the office is blank. Does everyone have an answer? After working from home for 9 weeks, the one thing Paul misses most about the office is...
going back home or leaving.
Oh my God, I almost wrote that. Brooke, do you want to say what you did right?
I wrote lunch break.
Oh, that was my second thought.
Yes.
Carolyn, your answer?
Was the coffee machine.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one. My answer was the time away from his roommates.
Another good one.
Dion said?
The staff fridge. Yeah.
It's always so big. Right.
Who's
so I got 4 points.
No, so Brian got 0 points.
Oh. All right, I will take question A.
You don't have a choice. That's question A. After her third nap of the day in quarantine, Harriet went to the kitchen and exclaimed, "I'm so hungry, I could eat a blank."
Okay.
After her third nap of the day in quarantine, Harriet went to the kitchen and exclaimed, "I'm so hungry, I could eat a blank." All right. Kevin, do you have an answer?
Yes. So I'm going to go with the tried and true kind of like phrase people use. So I'm going to say she was so hungry she could eat a horse.
Yes.
Yeah. Carolyn and Chris both said horse. So you get 2 points. Brooke, what
wow.
I can't believe that I almost did horse. And then I was like, no, we're supposed to do something different than horse. So I did a box of cereal. Like
an that's always a good choice.
I would do that.
Yeah.
And Dion said?
I was stuck in a tub of peanut butter.
I almost chose that.
I might slather the peanut butter on the horse. Oh, no. Maybe like peanut crusted horse, maybe.
Right.
Gosh.
Crusted.
Okay, so Kevin gets 2 points.
That's not a great word to use when it's about peanut butter.
Like, right. But it's horse, like it's terrible with a horse, too.
That whole sentence is not really going to make me like a big restaurateur in Manhattan. Like.
Right.
Kevin, you just learned how to cut limes.
I did. I learned how I bought limes for the first time and cut them myself. Because I always thought that was like a fancy restaurant thing.
You say that you say that like we're all going to be like impressed, but like, no.
I said it's one person to give me like I'm going to proud of you look, but no.
I did. I was so proud of you. I did this with my face, which no one could see, but I did like the lean forward of like, oh.
She's like, oh, this poor boy who has a podcast. What is he doing with his life?
All right, Kevin, you get to choose first. Question A or question B?
I'm going to stick with A. It's been good to me.
With A, great. Francois has taken to life in isolation a little too well. He has begun talking to his blank.
Okay.
Francois has taken to life in isolation a little too well. He has begun talking to his blank. Kevin, do you have an answer?
I'm going to say television or TV.
Oh, I almost did that.
Brooke, what did you say?
I put himself, himself.
Oh, that was my second. I was going to go there.
Man, we're so close.
Dion.
His invisible friend.
Ooh.
Very good. Chris?
I said plants.
That's a good one.
And Carolyn?
Cat.
Ah, cat was on the tip of my tongue too, but I went with TV because I can see it in my screen.
The cat got your tongue and you didn't say it.
I'm still winning. 2 points.
All right, Kevin still has 2 points. Brian, you get question B. Are you ready?
I am.
Great. This is Yolanda's first time working from home. You can tell because instead of a desk, she works from her blank.
Okay, I'm good.
Right. Brian, are you ready?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm going to say bed.
Okay. Dion, what did you say?
Bed.
Yes.
Chris?
I said couch. I almost said bed, though.
Mm. Brooke?
I said lap. From her lap.
Oh, like, I understand. Yeah.
Oh, I work. Carolyn?
Bed.
Yes.
2 points. Yeah. We tied it up.
Wow.
Oh, this is stressful.
This is. Kevin, you may want to turn your fire down.
I know. It's just starting to sweat over here.
I think technically lap is all of them.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Lap goes with them regardless.
Whose team are you on, Brooke? Whose team are you on?
You're on both of your teams.
I'm fighting for both of you equally.
Okay, round three is Family Feud style. I have the top three, a list, the top three Netflix binge shows from April in front of me.
You do?
Yes, March and April. I forget exactly when the article was from. Hmm. But the top three recommended Netflix shows from March and April at the beginning of all of this.
Okay.
If you get the top answer, that's worth 10 points. The middle answer is worth 5 points. And the third answer is worth 1 point. You're trying to get the most points.
Okay.
So one of you will go first, try, pick someone to guess, and then the other one will go. Okay, right. Brian, go first.
I'm gonna go with Chris. Chris and I have been vibing on these last couple. So I'm gonna go with Chris.
Let's see. I'm gonna go with Sex Education.
Not on the list.
Oh, wait. I don't even get a chance to veto that.
Oh.
And choose my own.
No, Kevin gets to pick someone now.
I'm going to pick Brooke because we've been like on the same wavelength. So what do you got?
Tiger King.
Tiger King is number one. 10
Yes! Yes!
Chris, I thought we were vibing, Chris.
I haven't watched Tiger King. I'm sorry.
You haven't watched Tiger King?
I have not.
What are you doing with the quarantine, like
that I need it.
What have you been a lot?
It is everything.
Does that mean that Kevin wins?
Yeah. Well, no, I get to go in the fourth round.
Kevin gets to go to the final round.
Okay.
And this round must match. Kevin, would you like to pick A or B? So this one will happen is that it's a two-word phrase. You'll pick one person, and hopefully you both get the same word to complete the phrase.
Dion, we're going to do this.
Let's do it.
All right, and I have two choices. Would you like A or B?
I think A, right?
A.
A works.
A? All right. For the extra win, social blank. I'll give you a few seconds to think. When you're both ready, we'll do a 1, 2, 3 and say it at the same time.
Okay.
Kevin, are you ready? I see that Dion gave me his answer. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Distancing.
Well, that wasn't just me. I had already won, but this was just me like pushing Brian's face further in the dirt.
No, if you were actually on Match Game, you would have won money. So yeah, I'm going to push it back on you and say you won and still didn't win any money.
But you get lines. You know how to cut lines.
That was so fun.
This was so much winning.
Yeah. So much winning.
Before we kind of wrap up here, thank you so much for joining us. But I guess, you know, we would love for you all to watch. We're going to watch it for sure, Sweet Magnolias. You can watch it on Netflix May 19th. I believe today is the day that it comes out when this is airing. So you can check it out on Netflix. You should binge it because what else are you doing? You might as well binge it, right?
Also, I was going to throw out there that, like, I am so into this show because I watched the trailer and I'm ready. So we're going to be binging it and then doing like a nightly recap on our Facebook group for Broadwasted. So all of you should be watching it with me so that we can chat about it and talk about everything happening with Sweet Magnolias, because I am people with a past, their secrets, there's like sweetness and drama and Southern like gentility. I am in.
And Southern cooking.
That's right.
Sweet southern cooking.
All that butter.
Amen.
So much butter.
Oh, God, I'm going to bake so much while I watch this.
But thank you so much for joining us. You can find us at Broadwasted on all social media. Again, check out our Facebook group, which Kevin is going to lead that watch and chat about Sweet Magnolias. That'll be super fun. Again, thank you all four of you for joining us. I know that, you know, this is a super exciting time with the show airing. So thanks for taking time out of your day to join us here. We really, really appreciate
all over
it.
The country, because we have people coming from the West Coast, people from the East Coast in this conversation. So like, this is really nice to have everybody together at like one centralized time.
This is our first like multi-person time zone episode. Yeah. This is very exciting.
Wild.
But you can follow us at all those. We end every episode with a quote.
We do?
We do. And today is, looks like I'm at the fountain, looks like I'm at the start. Before a doctor can be shut, you go with your gut. Yes, go with your gut and your heart. It's time to tear through that door. It's time now to soar. So let my life story start. That is at the fountain from The Sweet Smell of Success.
Oh, it's
sweet.
And the opening was Sweet Charity. But thank you again for joining us. You can follow us. You can find us on Spotify and iTunes if you've never listened to us before. Rate and review us there. 5 stars, please.
Thank you.
Again, thanks so much. You can check them all out in Sweet Magnolias. And if you ever get the opportunity to see any of these wonderful talents on Broadway, you should totally get a ticket to that. Kevin?
Just real quick, I wanted to say to Brooke that my sister and I like watched Drop Dead Diva like it was our job. She lives in Florida and I live here, so like when we were watching it, we would watch it and then like call on commercials or like little breaks and things and like oh my god, did you see?
I love how you just said that it was your job, talking to the person whose job it actually was
to do the show.
Like it was my job too.
But yeah, we were so into that, so that's super cool to be able to talk.
Oh, I love that. Thank you all.
We'll raise a glass to you. We're super excited. Thank you for giving us this extra, these extra episodes for all of our binges. And we cannot wait to chat about it. Thank you so much. And as we end every episode, cheers, everybody. Thank you so much.
Cheers.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.